This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 360 and three quarters, down 3 3/4. July corn, 364 and three quarters, down 5. September corn, 372.5, down 5. May soybeans, 973, up 3 1/4. July soybeans, 973, up 2 1/4. August soybeans, 968, up 1 1/4. May wheat, 470 1/4, down 15 3/4. July wheat, 473 1/4, down 15 1/4. September wheat, 482.5, down 15.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois Country grain prices ended mostly lower on Monday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, Country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 4 cents, ranging from 337 to 358. But soybean bids were 3 cents higher at 943 to 963. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 at 335 to 361, while soybean bids were up 3 to 4 at 954 to 973. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 cents lower at 349 to 366, soybean bids are up 3 to 4 cents at 960 to 978, and wheat bids down 13 to 15 cents at 380 to 432. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 4 higher at 989 to 995, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 16 to 22 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 320.10 to 340.10 per ton. That's up 50 cents, with basis steady ranging from 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents lower at 361 to 375, with basis steady at option to 14 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 4 lower at 363 to 366, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 5 over the May. Soybeans ended 4 to 7 higher at 979 to 981, with basis up 1 to 4 cents at 6 to 8 over the May. And new crop wheat prices on Monday lost 15 cents down to 453 to 455, with basis steady at 20 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 384 to 385. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 5 to 7 cents with quotations at 1001 to 1002. Soft wheat down 15 to 16 cents at 470 to 472. And the Milo 3 to 4 lower on Monday at 426 to 427. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 342 to 358. New crop soybean bids at 896 to 926. In central Illinois on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 338 up to 356. New crop soybean bids at 910 to 927. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 341 to 358. New crop soybean bids at 901 to 927. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 436 up to 461. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 160.47, down 70 cents. June live cattle, 150.27, down 92 cents. August live cattle, 148.35, down $1.37. April feeder cattle, 214.90, up 5 cents. May feeder cattle, 211.40, down $2.67. August feeder cattle, 213.17, down $2.50. May lean hogs, 72.27, up 32 cents. June lean hogs, 79.40, down 5 cents. July lean hogs, 80.72, down 2 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 67 cents higher in a range of $57 to $67.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $64.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $22 to $27, 4 to 5 weight at $25 to $30, 5 to 6 weight at $27 to $31, and over 600 pounds at $30 to $32. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading a dollar higher. Moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $41 to $45. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 12,617. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, heifers on live basis didn't trade, but on a dress basis traded at $2.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 288 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $70.86, which was 92 cents higher. In the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $256.89, which was 10 cents lower, with select carcasses at $247.98, which was 36 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 105,000 compared to 110,000 last week and 114,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000 compared to 430,000 last week and 344,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture announced more than $3.8 million through the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative yesterday to support grants focused on using nanotechnology to find solutions to societal challenges. NIFA Director Sunny Ramaswamy says advances in nanotechnology help secure a healthy food supply by enabling cost-effective methods for the early detection of insects, diseases, and other contaminants, improve plant and animal breeding, and create high value-added products of nanobiomaterials for food and non-food applications. For more information, you can visit nifa.usda.gov. The Illinois Crop and Weather Report came out yesterday. Corn planting was limited in some areas by cool, wet conditions. However, statewide planting progressed 16 percentage points over the past week. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.2 inches, 0.3 inches above normal. The average temperature was 48 degrees, 7.7 degrees below normal. There were 3.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 26th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% short, 77% adequate, and 18% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 10% short, 78% adequate, and 12% surplus. Corn planting progressed to 31% complete compared to 28% last year and the 5-year average of 37%. Corn emerged reached 1%, winter wheat headed reached 2%, behind the 5-year average of 16%. Winter wheat condition remained at 7% poor, 35% fair, 51% good, and 7% excellent. Oats planted reached 78% complete. Pasture and range condition was rated at 2% poor, 27% fair, 58% good, and 13% excellent. For rib lovers out there, Stars Primal Meats and the Macoupin County Fair will once again be hosting a rib cook-off contest. But it's not your typical contest. Ryan Starr goes into more detail on what's being called the Macoupin County Trifecta.
The Macoupin County Trifecta, it'll be held in conjunction with the barbecue competitions located in Verdon, Carmville, and Palmyra, Illinois. The overall winners or our grand champion will be determined based on the highest combined rib scores from all three competitions.
Last year was the first year Stars Primal Meats teamed up with the Macoupin County Fair to host a rib cook-off. Macoupin County Fair board member Brad Davis explains how the idea for an annual cook-off got started.
Ryan came to me last year with his rib cook-off ideas, and we decided that it'd be a great way to start off the Macoupin County Fair and a great way to promote the fine meats here, and had an excellent first year. It was a great turnout.
After a successful first year, Davis says they have decided to make some changes to encourage even more growth and participation in the event.
There are a few added events this year. Carl and Ryan put in the craft beer tasting event. We also added a motorized event. There's going to be a mud bog out in the infield during the day for entertainment. There's also some added kids attractions. We're having some fire trucks and police cars, tractors, semis, old and new, coming out for the event. And as well as that night in the beer tent, there's going to be the band X-Crush playing starting at 7 p.m.
Carl Starr says the success they've had so far with the cook-off event has been a pleasant surprise, and they're eager to see an even larger group of participants this year.
By all signs, yes. You know, when we started, we were going to be happy, actually, with 10 to 12 teams, and we had 34. So that was a huge boost for all of us, and it was a good event. We want to make it a family event, and that's why we've added in some of the other things for the kids. But regardless, there were a lot of kids out there anyway, and people really enjoyed the food afterwards. So that's what it's all about. It's about being a family event here in Carlinville, and we want to promote, obviously, the fair, our store, and just have a good time and a good day.
Although most participants are local, Starr says that there will be competitors from all over the state.
We had several from Carlinville, and then from Verdon, Springfield, Litchfield, which actually the winner came from Litchfield last year. I think we might have one or two from Hillsboro. I believe we have several teams this year coming from Chicago. So, you know, as far as we expand out, the better.
For those interested in competing in this year's cook-off, Ryan Starr says there are a few rules to keep in mind.
Well, you can either sign up as an individual or a team. We don't allow gas grills or propane grills. There will be three categories that the ribs will be judged on. There'll be appearance, taste, and texture. And for any other information, you can go to the website or the Facebook page.
Carl Starr says those who wish to compete but haven't signed up yet are still welcome to do so.
If they wish, they can come into the store and talk to either myself or my son Ryan. Or again, we can go on to the Facebook page or call into the store. And it's 217-854-7746.
Again, for more information on the Macoupin County Rib Cook-Off Trifecta, you can visit Stars Primal Meat's Facebook page. The cook-off competition will be at the Macoupin County Fair June 13th. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.